Look at Isaiah 26:3. God's people are people of peace. This is a classic verse. It's also a song. We used to sing it growing up. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. What kind of peace? Shh. Can you imagine? Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee, trusts you in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. You notice that thou, it's not that you're keeping yourself in perfect peace. Isn't that good news? He keeps you in perfect peace. When I'm focused on him and my faith and trust is in Almighty God, he keeps me in perfect peace. You remember the wonderful promise in Philippians where it says we don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Then he's going to what? Keep you. Who's going to keep you in peace? And the word in the Greek is mount guard. He's going to guard you from disturbance, from distraction. He's going to do that. Now, it's not that I'm idle. I have a part that I'm going to do. My focus and my trust is in God. But thou, he keeps me. He keeps me. I don't know why we think we're kind of keeping ourselves in peace, maintaining balance in life. And yet all I have to do according to the scripture is focus on the word, focus on the promise, and then he keeps me. He keeps me. He keeps me. He keeps me. You may have heard the story, it's told often, about the air balloon that shot up off the ground as they were trying to anchor it. They had numerous military personnel holding it down, and a gust of wind shot it up into the air. Well, most of the soldiers were smart enough to turn loose and let it go, but one man didn't. He held on. You know, you lose your peace when you're not anchored to the rock of your salvation. He can't turn loose now. So he took one end of the rope, looped it around the other end, made a little swing, and he's just up there swinging in peace, waiting to be rescued. Well, they can't tell that from the ground. It looks like he's holding on with bulldog tenacity, might, and ability, but he's not. He's resting on that rope, leaning on that rope, trusting them to come get him. And in the meantime, he's anchored. Now, Jesus is going to come get us. Thank God for that. But in the meantime, we're anchored. Are we not?
Yes.
We're anchored. Now, Jesus said, on this rock I'll build my church. He wasn't talking about Peter. If the church is built on Peter, we're in big trouble. Because Peter is a mere man like we are. Church is not built on any man. It's built on the Lord Jesus Christ. And peace doesn't come from any man. It comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. It comes from embracing his promises and walking in his word. And he said, perfect peace. Now, I don't know if you're a perfectionist or not. If you are, we'll pray for you. I don't think there's any bigger trauma in life than requiring everything to be at perfection. We have some of those in our acquaintance. I feel for them. I'm somewhat of a perfectionist, but over the years, the Lord has helped me to lay some things aside, not get so strung out and uptight because I saw a thread of trash on the carpet, you know. Imagine when things have to be perfect, have to be ideal. And there's no peace unless it's ideal. Well, you know, anybody can have peace when they've got plenty of money and they're in good health and their family's in good shape and the kids are making A's on their report card and you just got a raise at the job and your husband's always home on time and the dog never wets on the carpet. I don't know about your dog, but I have dogs. And we have rules. The dogs do not live under grace. They live under law. We've put the children under grace. We decided not to release the dogs. They live under law. Well, anybody can have peace when things are ideal. What about when things are not ideal and there's trauma and the children aren't doing well or they say they're going to fire you or let you go from your job or lay people off? When things are not perfect, can we have peace in imperfect situations? Can we have peace in the middle of pain, peace in the middle of drama? Says he would keep us in peace.